The Aspen School District experiences a $2.2 million state funding shortfall every year. It's able to make up for the loss thanks to a 0.3% sales tax Aspen voters approved in 2012. Last year, it generated $1.8 million. That leaves the district about $500,000 short. Right now, it's being taken out of the general fund reserve. But as District Finance Director Kate Fuentes points out, that's not sustainable.
We think it's important that there's participation for where our students are coming from. And we have 20% of our school district students come from the town of Snowmass. And we think it's important to get participation from everybody.
If Snowmass voters approve a sales tax hike, it's projected it will generate around $500,000 a year. Fuentes went before the town council last week, requesting the question be put to the voters. Council members seemed warm to the idea and will likely take it up in the next few months. One option they talked about was repurposing a portion of the current sales tax revenue to the district. Snowmass elected officials were asked 4 years ago to increase the tax rate, but they said no. The city of Aspen said yes and put it on the ballot, where it narrowly passed. It was pitched as a temporary measure. The tax sunsets next year, and because it now appears the state funding shortfall is permanent, the district is hoping the sales tax revenue will be too.
That's why we're looking to go out to the town of Snowmass and go back to the city of Aspen and say we need to do this ourselves.
School officials haven't decided whether to ask Aspen voters to renew the sales tax this year or next. Carolyn Zachariasen, Aspen Public Radio News.